We're talking about Christmas in the Village.
Right.
And that's what village?
Yeah, so we're out in Olive Township, and we have a little village out there, and within the village we have a village because we're having a little collections of villages as our displays this year in our museum. So it's our 8th annual home tour, and we have 4 homes and a schoolhouse and a museum on tour this year.
Really?
And the homes this year are in our neighborhood, but a little bit further out. We're sharing neighbors with and having Port Sheldon and Allendale Townships with us this year.
Oh, really?
So it's going to be a little interesting tour.
Yeah, taking in foreigners.
Yeah, yeah, our good neighbors. So we're glad that we could come on the show and just tell you about it. It's going to be this Friday and Saturday. And Friday evening, it's from 6 to 9. And Saturday, it's from 11 in the morning till 4.
Okay.
And you can buy the tickets at the museum. You start out at the Olive Township Museum, which is on Polk Street. And we give you the directions and the information there, and you're on your way.
Mm-hmm. We got anything new at the museum this year?
Well, like I said, we have a lot of displays of little villages this year, and we added some, we get donations all the time. So we have some articles that were given to us by families, and some of them are historic calendar plates and different clothing that people have shared with us, like wedding dresses. And so we try to put everything on display that we can.
Mm-hmm.
We're a little small, but we cram in a lot of stuff.
You might have to add on.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, so it's going to be, the tour begins at the museum, and the tickets are $10 for adults, and for children it's $5 for children 12 and under. And then we have a drawing that we have donations given to us from different people, crafty items and food canning items, and you can purchase tickets for the drawing.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be a really nice event. We think we do we have a nice little tour for everyone to come to.
Yeah. And do they have to use a car to tour from one place to another?
Yes, yeah. They will be driving. We will give them a map and guide them along the way with signs and arrows so that they can find their way.
Yeah.
3 of the homes are real close to each other, so that's fortunate because you never know with the weather for travel. And then the other one is a little further drive, but it's going to be well worth it. She is the ultimate collector of home pieces, collector items, and she has her whole house from top to bottom filled with these pieces in all in themes and like a village, little villages in all her rooms. So that's why we called it Christmas in the Village, because we wanted to feature some of these folks that had these collections.
Now, these pieces of property have some significance in history as well, don't they?
Right, right. Kit, you want to address that, the pieces of property that we have?
One of the stops, of course, where you start is the Olive Township Hall, which became our museum.
Yeah.
And before that was a school where Sandy went, and the building where she started in burned down, and the community rallied together with baked good sales and labor donated by the fathers, and they rebuilt the school in 1953, so we celebrated the 60th anniversary of that building this year, and we also had then a school reunion. We had 35 people who had attended there come back, actually from all over the United States, to reminisce and renew their memories of the school. And then the other building is the old Ottawa Station School, and that one dates from after the Civil War. And that has been in our provenance since 2010. The owners gave it to us. And they had restored it, and it's got original floors, original walls, original windows, and we had it painted last summer, so it really looks nice, and people can get a feeling for what a village was like, because that's the only village building standing from the time of when the lumber trains went north to Nunica. And this was one of the stops on the way. And then when the wood was gone, as you know, the railroads and everything else moved west. But the village remained, and there's a church, Ottawa Reformed, is just a half a mile down the road. But Ottawa Station was literally a stop on the railroad back in the 1870s. And then when Chicago burned down, of course, Michigan white pine was needed even more.
Right.
So that area was heavily logged, and they ran the railroad up from Indiana through Holland, up through, I guess, where the old West Michigan Pike was years ago. And then they cut off and angled up to Olive Center, then to Ottawa Station, and then they crossed the river about where that new bypass is going to be, up into Nunica. So those are two very historic buildings. And one of the other homes that we have on the tour is a very historic building too, but has been remodeled a number of times, and we had it on the tour 4 years ago, and you wouldn't even recognize the house now, because you know, as people have their kids leave the house, and they enlarge it, and they do things with it that they couldn't do when the family was there. So this house has got a whole new look to it. Two stories and big wraparound porch, and it's a beautiful setting there.
Well, it sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, these two, one of the homes you just spoke of, and then there's another one that has been restored too, that are old farmhouses, and they're set tucked back, and one is tucked back in the woods, nice drive up, and just a lovely setting. So if you want to get a little feel for country and Christmas, it's a great way to come out and see. And I would say it probably at the most would take you maybe 4 hours, 3.5, if you're doing a tour, say 15, 20 minutes at each home, which is kind of maybe a rush. But I think that will be a nice way to come in and start your Christmas holiday season. In addition to that, we also have started up the, we have a barn quilt trail that we have started. It actually started with one of my friends. She was the first one to put some quilts, some wooden quilts, on the outside of their buildings, on the barn and the granary. And we have a little
Let me cut in there for a call here coming in.
Sure.
Good morning, online with our guests.
People that puts this on, they do a fantastic job. It is well worth. I understand there's a little driving this year to get around, but what they have done in the past, it is fantastic to see. They do a beautiful job, and it's well worth your money. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate that call, and we also know that if somebody doesn't do something with history, then it's going to be relegated to the junk heap.
Right.
And this is our way, and other societies do the same thing of presenting what people have done with their homes, historic places, and there's stories, I'm sure, that go with those places, and we just like to highlight that at the Christmas time. And this barn quilt thing that Sandy was talking about, we have seen those extensively done down in the South, Kentucky and Indiana and Ohio, and there's a couple of them in Michigan, one up in Leland, and the other one on the other side of the state, above the thumb, where they have 40 or 50 barns that
really?
All have quilts on them, and it becomes a destination for people to travel around and look at those, and then, of course, they have to stay somewhere at night, so it aids the economy.
Yeah.
But we've got four buildings now just in our little township, and I think the dream might be to do it, you know, in Ottawa County. I'm sure there's other people that have barn quilts in the area, but there should be some sort of organized effort to promote that and have another reason for people to come and see the place that we love and call home.
Yeah, yeah. Now, these are they paint quilts on the barn?
Mm-hmm.
They've done that, and they've also painted separately, and they found that the ones on the quilt become like the old mail pouch ads.
Oh, yeah.
On the barns, and they fade over time. But if you put one up that has been done with acrylic paints and put a sealer on, then it lasts longer.
Yeah.
And if you need to take it down, you can. You don't have to repaint the whole barn. But it's kind of an era that's lost. I'm sure you've remembered traveling not the interstates, but the back roads, and a lot of these barns had advertising on them.
Yes, they did.
And it became a way for
the... Mail pouch was a big advertiser.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And I remember the Burma Shave signs, too, you know?
Yeah.
yeah. Going up and down the road. But we've got three so far, and in January we're going to have a little meeting with people who are interested, who want to come and... learn more about it, and if they are interested in that, they can call our number, which is 616-875-8036. That's 616-875-8036.
And the meeting will be the last Tuesday in January.
Okay.
And it will be at 7 o'clock at our museum. And our museum is located at 11768 Polk Street. So there, that's the location for the home tour, and it's also the place that you would come if you're interested in learning more about barn quilts.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a brief meeting. We're not actually going to be painting at that time, but we want to set up a time where we can get together maybe with some people and help them pick out a pattern and get them started. It's basically painting on plywood, and then it's attached to the barn.
Oh, yeah.
Or the building. It doesn't have to be a barn. It can be an outbuilding. It can be a pole barn, whatever
like
you like.
Like the Christmas cards in Zealand.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. And then just kind of get them started on it, and we have some people that are willing to help. And so it's just another little side of our historical society that we want to promote.
I know you two put a lot of effort into this, and to get this together every year, and would you say it's been successful?
It has. We've had every year it's gotten larger and larger, and it's due to the fact that we get to come on your show because people hear about it, and we advertise in the newspapers, and I think we've had over 100 people last year, which is a lot of people for our little area, so we're just thrilled. We think we have done a good job, and we really would like them to come to this one, too, to see, because every year it's different.
Yeah, and we got another call here. Good morning. You're online with our guests.
Hi. Can you repeat the date she just said about the initial meeting for the barn quilt squares?
Sure. It's the last Tuesday in January, and I don't have a calendar here. Oh, here it is. It would be Tuesday the 28th.
And then where, the time and the location?
And the time would be at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And it will be at the Olive Township Museum, which is 11768 Polk Street.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. And thank you.
To get to Polk Street, you just go north. If you're from Holland, just go north on Waverly.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go out through South Olive. And you just keep continuing on your way. And we're Holland. We're not West Olive. Sometimes
right.
people think we're West Olive, that particular street and museum, but it is in Holland. Its address is Holland. So we'd hope that you can come. We invite everyone to be.
I'd like to amplify your point, Juke. This is a labor of love for us, but we have a lot of other people that help out. There's maybe 10, 15 volunteers that will actually come together to pull this thing off, and it's year after year we get the same crew, and we add new people too, people who've been on the tour want to help out, but again it's an opportunity to preserve the history of the area.
Of course, Sandy has a personal interest here with us, the old school.
That's right.
Well, I always like with this theme, I always say it takes a village, and it does. It takes a lot of people to help, and we're just so grateful that we get some great support, and people are right now working and in the museum getting things ready for this weekend. So it's a great community effort.
I was
Think of the legacy that you leave the young people.
Yeah,
today.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
we have
what
lots
we want
of
to do.
Photos, and we have lots of memorabilia. We have ephemera that all relates to the area, and we usually take everything that's given to us and try to work it in some way. I was reading a book by a lady, I think you know, Kit Lane from Saugatuck.
Yeah.
And she's one of the great historians of this area.
Yes, she is.
And she wrote a book on Ottawa County, all the little burgs that are here and that aren't here. You know,
right.
Kind of like Singapore and downtown in Allegan. And she has done a lot of work on that. So we know there's a lot of villages that are now just crossroads.
That's
they maybe
right.
had a post office and a grocery store and maybe a car fix-it shop or something like that. But most of those are gone now. So
well, they are. Well, that was brought about because of the transportation issue.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that, you know, if you lived in North Holland, well, people knew where you lived. And they had a store there, and they had maybe a couple other things that established it as a town. And I maybe I had a mill there. I don't know. Often there was a mill connected with some.
Yes, there was, yeah.
Right.
And the church usually was the anchor for the the homes around that area. And I was just looking through her list, and boy, there's a lot of familiar names, but there's some that I never heard of before. And they're in Allegan and Ottawa County.
Yeah.
And,
well, that's like Crisp. South Olive used to be called Crisp.
That's right. There
was a Crisp Creamery there, and there was a grocery store. And the purists who grew up in Crisp, it's still Crisp. But to the younger crowd, it is South Olive now because of the church, because that's all that's left. But we always like to plug in the church ladies, too, because there's a wonderful little store that's hidden in somebody's garage, and South Olive sells pigs and pies. And they're made by the church ladies. So there's a great reason to come out that way, because you can buy those things, just drive up in the driveway. It's right across from the church.
Right.
And you can buy these wonderful things to add to your table.
Okay, I got to take a minute out for a weather here. And Hometown Forecast brought to you by the Farmhouse Restaurant, delicious thin and crispy cracker crust pizzas. And the weather today, mostly cloudy with a high of about 39. And tonight, showers late with a low of 31. And tomorrow, showers with a high of 44. Right now, we're looking at about 27 degrees here in Holland. Not too bad out there.
No, and the home tour, if it snows, it makes it more beautiful. Makes it a little more treacherous driving. But we're hoping this storm that is coming at the end of the week just gives us a dusting so it looks more Christmassy.
That's right.
But as for me, I'd rather have green, clean highways. So,
but we'll take what we get, and we know that people will come. We really enjoy that.
We've even had repeat people. We've had people that call us again and now say, when is the home tour? Because they know where to go for the tickets and that kind of thing. And the excitement is kind of, what are the homeowners this year? What are their houses like, and how do they decorate? And we've never been disappointed. We've probably had over 40 homes now in the last 8 years that have been featured on the tour, and this year is going to be no different. There's a wide variety of homes. There's old homes, really old homes, that have been redone so much that there's just a postage stamp print of what the old part was. And two of them happen to be blueberry growers. So
really?
There's some beauty out there, too. Those blueberry bushes are kind of pretty in the winter. They turn red leaves, if there's any left. And the other one is, they're all rural. And I guess I want to emphasize that. This is not a home tour where you walk from home to home down 12th Street in Holland. This is a rural area, and the car is pretty important, just like you mentioned.
It is. And it would be nice if you had horse and buggy rides sometime.
We entertain that, but the liability is so so great. And we've been given two sleighs.
Really?
So the sleighs will be on display at the schools and at the museum.
Which is a great photo op for families if you want to come and take have your picture taken.
Yeah, if you don't even want to go on the home tour, just take your... We have the same family that comes out every year from Muskegon. They don't come for the home tour. Their kids are too small, but they come to take their pictures in our sleigh.
Really?
And some years it's been snowing so hard you can hardly see the kids, but... It's been going on for about 4 years now.
And we have a wonderful truck that our friend Larry Nienheis lets us park in front of. He brings it over, and that's a, what is it?
About a 1933 Ford steak truck. And we throw a big Christmas tree in there, and that gives a lot of people who are interested in that kind of nostalgia another photo opportunity. So there's something there for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and we're serving fresh cookies, baked. Homemade baked cookies and wassail, too, some hot cider, so you can come and get a little snack while you're getting your tickets and look at the drawings, that the donations for the drawings. If there's anything that you interested you can, would be interested in, you can purchase tickets. And so it's a great time.
And we want to thank you again, Juke. I don't know what kind of turnout we get from the program, but people us and say, I heard you on the radio the other day, and that it's just great that we can do this, even just to promote local history.
Yeah, yeah. It means a lot. And I'll bet you two are busy on that day.
We are a little bit, yeah. We've been pretty busy this last 2 weeks, and this is kind of the wrap-up busy.
Yeah.
I'll be selling tickets for 2 days, and she'll be doing whatever has to be done.
Well, when you're from an area like that, you know, and, well, I'm originally from Grasco, so everybody knows that around here. That
right.
Approximately where I was born. So.
See, now, Grasco is one of the villages that really has prospered.
It has.
They got the hardware store and the church and the, what I'd call their history center, and I don't know if that antique store is still open or not.
I don't believe it is anymore.
Okay, but they've got an excellent grasp on history too, and they promote themselves. And the church, again, as I mentioned before, was the cornerstone.
It was a cornerstone
of most of those villages.
All the history there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather went to that church, and my folks went to that church.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great. That place is a great place to go to see history, because they've got some remarkable displays.
That basement they have
in that basement there.
Historical displays.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's almost like a professional did it, and maybe they did. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's the church that put a lot of
But when you think about all the Riesland and Grasskop and Groningen and North Holland and Singapore and Gibson, you know, all those little places, there's usually maybe one building left that has some historical significance, and some people recognize that, and they put in... a marker or something like that. So we appreciate that, and we're trying to do that in our little corner of Ottawa County.
Yeah, well, I hope we don't get a highway that cuts across it.
No.
We dodged a bullet on that. That would have come right through
us. Is that right?
But it's now the highway is going to go from the river, which they've already built the interchange there, which is kind of crazy. And that'll come down to M45. That'll be it. Remember, the plans was to have a bypass come around Zeeland to take traffic off US 31.
Yeah.
Well, there were a lot of people who raised a stink about that, so they scaled back. But with the amount of money the state has for new roads, I'm not sure that'll be around in my lifetime yet.
I don't expect to see it.
No.
And maybe that's just as well.
Yeah.
It is for me.
Well, we live in the house that I grew up in, and the highway would come very close to that and near the museum. So we were real happy to, and took us a big sigh of relief to know that it wasn't going to come our way. But
right. Got a call here. Okay. Good morning. Good morning. You're online with our guests.
Yeah. I know you guys ain't mentioned New Richmond.
Oh, that's a great place, too. We've been down there to see the restored bridge, and they release The big fish down there every year. I can't think of the name.
Yeah, sturgeon.
Sturgeons.
Oh, yeah. I can remember the old post up there. Jenny used to run it.
Yeah, yeah.
There are some historical buildings there yet, too.
Yes, indeed. Okay, thank you.
All right.
It looks like we're out of time for now, and I thank you both for being here. And as our guest, it's kind of nice to have you in every year and talk about your project out there. And nice to see it's a booming project on booming town.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, wonderful. Thank
Thanks
you, Joe.
Thanks a lot, Duke.